Sherry, and I'll be here for the next hour. Coming up in about, I don't know, 25 minutes, Mark Slaughter will be calling in, hence the special episode. I'm usually on Tuesdays from 6 to 8 Eastern Standard Time, so be sure to listen to the regular show, but we're glad to have you. Gonna throw it back right now. Here's Crocus with Our Love.
Tell by the way you hold your head. Tell by the way you My hands start shaking like the streets of Hollywood. My mind was wasted, I still did the best I could. One day I left town with just a shirt on my back and a guitar on my shoulder. Yeah, I wasn't coming back. I had to break the spell. Of a black limousine, I used to stare at the stars and ask for God to please guide me in the right direction. I didn't know where I was going, I didn't know where I was going to stay. All I knew was that I was going far, far away. And it still feels like yesterday.
Run, baby, run.
Across New York City.
Run, baby, run.
Saxophone. That was Neon Coven right there with Queen of Scars. Before that, a little instrumental there by Megadeth, Fozzy with Lights Go Out, and Lita Ford with Living Like a Runaway. Coming up in about 5 minutes, we have Mark Slaughter calling in. In the meantime, here is his single off of the album that he put out in 2015. Here is Never Given Up.
Never Given Up!
Fallen Rock Zone. That was Inglorious right there with Girl Got a Gun. I'm Sherry, and a couple of songs ago, you heard Mark Slaughter with Never Given Up, and by darn it, guess who I have on the phone with me right now? It's Mark. Hi, how are you?
Hey there. Doing good. What's going on with you today?
Playing music and stuff. Just like
playing
you,
music,
you know.
And rocking the world. Rocking the free world. That's what we're doing.
That's right. So a lot of news in your camp lately. So let's get right to it. You have a new album coming out May 26th, just a little over a month from now.
Yep, absolutely. It's Mark Slaughter, Halfway There. And just really, really excited about this record. I had a great time recording it. And I'm looking forward to getting the music out there and creating the soundtrack for the summer here.
That's right. It's kind of like the second solo album that you've made after Reflections in a Rearview Mirror. And, I think this album, it's more of a progression from where you are because, I mean, you pretty much did everything from scratch on your own, like recorded, produced, mixed guitars,
right,
everything,
right.
You know. So.
Yeah, and this one is, the same thing. I wrote the songs and wrote the stuff. I had a couple other guest musicians on it, but for the most part, still meet the helm, and it's a lot of fun. This record, I really feel that it, it's up a bar where the other record was. I think it's progressively getting better, and it was written for vinyl, which is completely different than what I've ever done in my career. I really wanted to make sure that it would be in the right amount of time for the perfect vinyl.
Yeah, that's awesome. And speaking of which, you do have vinyl available for pre-order. So, tease people a little bit with that. But, in the meantime, if people want your single, Hey You, all they really need to do is pre-order the music and, pre-order the album from EMP.
Pre-order the album and the rest of it it'll all drop pretty much, right on the 26th. They'll receive, all the rest of the goods. And in the meantime, there's the song Hey You that certainly is it's the opener of the record, and shows exactly the feeling and the vibe of where this album is. It's a rock record, and it's got a lot of the old school stuff in there. If you like that, then it's there for you.
Yeah, I mean it's definitely a good way to bring in your fans from Vinnie Vincent and of course Slaughter, and it's a good way to lure them in and get them hooked, and it's getting a lot of coverage in the press and music media. I just seeing it online, it's everywhere, so that's good that
yeah,
that
getting
word
there.
Is getting around.
It's getting there. Yeah, it's getting there, and I think that unfortunately some of the rest of the music can't drop as of yet, but it's a really cool body of work. I'm really, really pleased with the way this whole album has come together. There's a lot of heavy stuff on there, and there's a lot of what people would expect, that very Slaughter-esque type stuff of what you'd expect from who I am as an artist. But the nice part of doing a solo record is I can kind of push those boundaries a little bit and do things that people would not expect me to do.
Yeah, and, like you were talking about in the press release, like your writing process, I mean, sometimes you say you wake up in the middle of the night and, something, a lyric just comes to you, or like a song idea comes to you. Where's like the weirdest place a lyric or a idea for a song has come up? Like,
well, what is funny, a lot of lyrics come to me either in the shower or when I'm driving. That's usually where I'll go, oh, I know what that is. Like I hear orchestras and I hear the music. It's lyrically, that usually comes later. And, unless I have something to go, oh, this would be perfect for this title. But for the most part, that's usually when it comes to me. You know, I'll be driving, listening to the track as I, you know, put down the music and go, oh, I know what I'm going to do with this. Or same thing in the shower, going, oh, I got to get out of the shower. I got it. Yeah, you go running to the nearest non-saturated with water pad and paper that I can get to, and yeah, knock it out.
Yeah, all soapy and stuff. Yeah, like, yeah, I got this.
Yeah, it's all good. I got it. I got this. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
and Mark Slaughter, why did you invent a tablet in water that would, you know, a writing tablet that you could write in water? Well, there's a good reason for that. Yeah. All the good ideas come in the shower.
That's right. So, you've been doing this pretty much, you know, since you've been out of the womb, it seems like, you know, I mean, you started, like, when I'm going to, like, be very nice and say, like, your first band, you were, like, 5 years old, and, you know, starting out in Davis, you were five, and,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Well, so, it's crazy, I mean, when you know, and that's kind of where I'm at with this record. I mean, it's just kind of one of those things that, I think it, you know, I sat down and I was, okay, I'm going to write a record. And I just started going, man, I've been doing this a long time. You know, I was 22 when I joined Vinnie Vincent, and, you know, which was young, considering
yeah.
where a lot of other people were at that time, people were a little older than that. And, but still, that was kind of the idea of halfway there. It's just kind of where we are in life. You know, I've seen a lot, and you know, I've even played that song for my kids, and my kids were like, you know, God, Dad, that kind of made me cheer up a little bit. And I go, well, then I did my job then as a writer. That's good. You know,
uh-huh.
it's a lot about where we've all been and where we're going, you know?
Yeah. Like,
and,
you know,
that song definitely represents that.
So a little sneak peek, like some of the content in the album, any other like songs that like really, I mean, they all speak to you, but is there like a standout on the album that's just like, it was like really heavy for you to write and get it out there?
Difficult song, an emotionally difficult, is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Or, well, emotionally difficult was probably the last song on the record, which I wrote about my mother, who she passed a few years back. And you know, again, when you lose your parents, it's one of those things that go, man, that's crazy. So now what, you know, but
yeah.
With that, I think that, you know, the first lyric on the song is, I watched you take your last breath tonight.
Wow. Okay.
And that's the first. So, I mean, go with it from there. But that's the first lyric. I mean, that's probably one of the heavier lyrics that I've written. Certainly the most personal. But,
right.
you know, in life, we certainly are all dealing with a lot as we get older, and we see friends pass, and we see our family slowly, you know, whether it's your parents or your aunts and uncles or, you know, your grandparents or whatever, you watch all that start to slip through your fingers, and you start realizing, man, I'm going to hold on to everything I can hold on to while I've got it. And this record really is a lot of that. There's a lot of emotion in it, and
a lot of
heavy
soul searching
stuff
in there.
Yeah, there's a lot of heavy stuff too. There's just like, you know, really, you know, heavy rock stuff on there too. That's not necessarily that, but you know, but it's all in the realm of the emotions of that we all feel as human beings.
Yeah. Well, tell us about your relationship with EMP. You know, that's the label created by Dave Ellison of Megadeth, and you've known Dave for quite a while. So, I mean, this was pretty much an easy partnership, right?
It was. I mean, you know, we did the Rock and Roll Fantasy Camp. That's kind of where we kind of, not that we didn't, weren't in touch, but we kind of reacquainted, and I think that Dave was able to see what I do as a musician, and I was able to see what he does as a musician away from our prospective bands. And I think they're just kind of mutual respect. We knew what each other did, but I think that when you're, when you kind of set into it that way, you don't get a chance to do that around other bands. And, you know, we did a jam with Nico McBrain from Iron Maiden, and, you know, that's not, not every day you get to play Maiden songs with, you know, some, you know, iconic players like that. It was fun. I had a really good time. And I think that, you know, he was able to see what, you know, through all that of who I was as a writer and musician. And, you know, he's a good businessman, and ultimately he's a good guy. Dave is a really good person. So it's just a natural fit.
Uh-huh. Well, you've done a lot of collabs. Like, I know recently, like maybe last year, you did, like, something with Ron Keel and Badlands and stuff like that. And then, of course, you did a scrap metal with the Nelsons and, you know, a couple of other musicians here, you know, here and there. So, you know, it's like working with musicians is something that, you know, is – or collaborating with different musicians and different – you know, like different album projects that you've done, for example, in the past too. So it seems like collaboration is a really like easy thing for you to do, you know, like where for
right.
some musicians, it's really like difficult to get them to do much of anything, let alone collaborate with other musicians, you know?
Yeah, well, it's, again, it's how you get along with people. You know,
I
love to make music, and certainly love to, you know, music is a dance. You know, it's a dance of how, you know, something interplays with other musicians and how you approach it. And it's just like in jazz or whatever it might be. It's you find that dance within the music and how it works together. And you know, I think that's really where it's at with music, is you find other people that, you know, have matching luggage, so to speak, and at the same time, you know, dance the same way you do.
Right, right. So getting back to Halfway There, you know, it will be available through, like, the brick-and-mortar stores and digital download, but I think the best place to get it would probably be through the label, because, I mean, they have a lot of, like, bundles, and they have the vinyl and the limited edition, like, picture disc and all that, and you even have, like, T-shirts, the guys' T-shirts and the women's cut, which is, like, awesome, because the men's T-shirts could get, like, to be too overwhelming for a woman, you know. So kudos to,
yeah, exactly,
to adding
it, that. It ain't holding the curves the same way, is it? No.
Yeah, true. I guess dependent on the person, but yeah. So that would probably be the best way to get the album, in my opinion. You know, is to go and pre-order it from the empmerch.com. And, you know, of course, then they get the free download of Hey You before anyone else gets it. And I know that you were running, like, a little contest with your fans, like the first 200 who pre-ordered would get a signed copy and, like, a Skype conversation
right.
with you and stuff like that. So that's really cool with, you know, the engagement of the fans. You know, I've seen you a couple of times and even met you in the streets of New York with Slaughter, with the whole band.
Yeah.
You were in New York doing a press thing or I don't know, tying things up with a record label. And all of you were, like, walking down the street. And I was in New York with my mom to see a talk show. And she's like, you've got to know these guys. And I'm like, yeah, you know, you guys got close. And I'm like, it's Slaughter. And I was talking to all of you guys in the city streets, and you had to catch a train. And, you know, but it was a really cool, like, rock and roll experience, you know, like something out of a dream sequence or something. But
oh, that's great.
when
that's so funny.
Tim
I mean, it's funny because, you know, again, you know, I think that our band has just always been like just the people's band. You know, we've always been like just regular guys that just do this. You know, it's not like we're, you know, we'll be here and we'll be drinking champagne and you guys sit over there and drink your beer. I mean, we've always been out there with the crowd like, okay, let's do this. You know, we're all in this together. You know, I'll bring you champagne to the beer party or, you know, we'll drink beer. It's all, we've always been a part of that with people, you know, in the same mindset. We don't think of ourselves above or, you know, I think a lot of acts look at themselves differently, but, you know, we've been really lucky. We've had the support of a lot of people through a lot of the years and we're still doing Slaughter. We're still out doing shows.
You just did a show in Destin, Florida, and then, you know, the Delta snafu and, you know, whatever. So, but, you know, a lot of people got caught up in that debacle. But, you know, you're doing Japan next, aren't you, with Rat, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we've got that. We've got a bike fest at the end of the month there's a lot of crazy, you know, cool things going on, but, you know, certainly wonderful to still be doing it, that's for sure.
So any fires in the stove, so to speak, you know, in regards to, like, doing a tour for your solo stuff, or is that kind of
I'm really not planning on it, but, you know, if there was situation and something were to call for it, I would do it. But, you know, I'm not running from where I came from. I think it's, you know, if somebody wanted to hear some of the new music, I'd certainly would love to play it. But, that's if it gets there and if it goes there. If not, the people that, you know, get the music and hear the music, I think they'll get it. I mean, it's if you like Slaughter, you'll certainly get this.
Oh, yeah. And even, you know, upon the announcement, I mean, you crashed the label's website, which I thought was like, I'm like, oh, gosh, that is hysterical. That is so awesome. You know, like, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It was funny because Tom called me up. Dude, you're not going to believe what happened. I go, what? He goes, freaking crashed our site. And I go, all right, cool. Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, finally caught up and they got their bits and rates all figured out, and here we go. Now we're off and running again.
Yeah. I just thought it was awesome that it happened, you know, with you. I mean, I love the label, and I love a lot of the acts on the label, but, you know, I'm like, yeah, you know, like, crash it again, you know. So, but,
Take that shit out. Do it. That's funny.
But I think that everyone's gonna love the album. Just, you know, from the sneak peek that I got, I'm digging it. And, you know, we'll support you and of course Slaughter and you know your other fine work. But in the meantime, I'm gonna play Hey You for the masses who are listening in right now. And I want to thank you for calling in so much. And
I guess I won't be seeing you in the streets of New York at this point, right? where are you at now?
I'm in Florida. I'm in the Gulf Coast of Florida. Yeah, so maybe Florida, you know, you'll like come over on a wave and like, you know, crash on the beach, and I'll be like, oh, there it is. There's my dream sequence again.
There you go. Yeah, we'll make it happen again. Absolutely. Well, listen, thanks for the years and thanks for, you know, checking out the new music. And I'm really pleased with it, real proud of it. And, you know, again, you know, we'll be out on tour Slaughter in the meantime and keep your eye open for solo dates if there are any. In the meantime, you know, we just want to get this record out there and hopefully people will fall in love with it.
Yeah. Okay, well, here is Hey You by Mark Slaughter, and thanks again.
Thank you.
Whoa. Nana.
Shot through my bone, killing my soul on fire.
is the cross we bear. Cause we're killing time with blood.
Yeah.
on Rock Zone, that was Far Cry with Too Hot to Hold. And before Far Cry, you heard Sumo Psycho with Passengers, Bloodbath Wine by Midnight Crisis, The Dead Deads with Blackout, and We Are Harlot with Easier to Leave. And thanks again to Mark Slaughter, who called in for today's show. Hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. And I'm going to leave you with Something by Thunder. This is called No One Gets Out Alive.